And I'm now joined on the line by Margaret O'Neill, the South Munster coordinator for MABS. Good morning. How are you, Margaret?
And good morning to you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Now, we're going to talk about something that really occurs kind of this time every year, you know, the back-to-school costs that people incur and how stressful a time it can be for parents.
That's correct. It creates a lot of stress because it's a very expensive time of year. It's one of the, I suppose, two occasions each year where parents feel under immense pressure to buy everything. It's like Christmas, it's where a lot of money is needed all at once. So what we would suggest is to, you know, not to get overwhelmed by it and to look at the cost right now and see, okay, where and how much do I need first? So the first thing we would suggest is make a list. Put it down on paper, because often it's the thoughts that roll around our head are the most frightening. But when it goes down on paper, it becomes very real and very doable.
And hopefully something that you could look at rationally and figure out where you go from there.
Absolutely. For parents that have children going to school for the first time, it's all new and they may not know how and where to start. MABS has an excellent website where there are great resources at www.mabs.ie, and it will provide you with a list of prompts, because everyone thinks of uniform.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at those items. So if you list all the items that in your particular school that your child will need, then start looking at, okay, where and how much do I expect these items to cost? Sometimes in specialist stores, these items can be very expensive. But if you look around to the high street, there's some amazing offers out there right now. In fact, very recently, in particular discount supermarkets, you can see items, key items of uniform for as little as €2.
Yeah, I mean, quite a few of the supermarkets have woken up to this and have produced an affordable range whereby you can get, say, trousers, polo shirts, and maybe even a pair of shoes or something similar, or a jumper, for a very, very reasonable price. But do you think the schools are doing enough to help parents here?
It depends on schools, and some schools, I suppose, are very keen. There's excellent parents' associations who drive great initiatives. And if your school is, say, slow off the mark in doing something like that, then it's something maybe that you could come up with the suggestion through the parents' association. Lots of schools now have what they call bring and buy school uniform evenings, where there are good quality items for sale at very, very keen prices. I've also aware in some community associations where they actually have special events, and school would be no exception, where parents are invited to bring in pieces of uniform of good quality, whereby the children have outgrown or the children have left, and they put them in, and the other parents are invited to come and help themselves. So initiatives like that are really helpful to parents at a time when, you know, they're under fierce financial pressure.
Indeed, yeah. And it has to be said, it's not just clothes and footwear as well, it's books as well, isn't it?
It's books and stationery.
Yep.
And what I would advise is, you know, get your list early. So the book list, some schools have book loan schemes. See, is that actually affordable to you? Some have a swap whereby they hold special events like that, where good quality books are brought in and you can go and buy them at very keen prices. So the key thing is that, yes, you know, this is an expensive time of year, but look at, okay, how can I make it more affordable for me within my own budget? Because everyone's budget is unique to them. So the thing to do is to create the list as to how much it's going to cost you, how much you estimate it is. See, okay, how many weeks do I have until September? And if you haven't saved yet, it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, you can start right now.
And there's actually a back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance as well that can be claimed if you're eligible.
That's correct, and people would already have received that. If you believe that you are eligible, or maybe your circumstance have changed, and you may be in need of it now, go to and speak to your local intro office, and you can apply there.
And, indeed, but I mean, that's all well and good for those that are eligible for that as well. But there's also going to be the, you know, small group of people who just miss out on that. What can they do?
Well, again, what I would suggest is start with your list. Look at all the key items that you need. It's uniform, as you've already said, books and stationery. Look at if your child is returning to school, look at what they finished with at the end of the year. See if there are any reusable items from that that you don't need to replace. Mm-hmm. Scratch those off your list and start looking at your list. And if you take it in bite size, if you start looking at stationery, you can see, again, if you look at a lot of the high street stores, there's great value if you buy in bulk. So maybe you have family members or neighbours or friends, and you could share those costs. In other words, you could buy a bulk of pens, a bulk of copies, and share them and share the cost as a result. So it's about being innovative, not just sitting back and waiting for it all to happen to you, but for you to sit up, pay attention and say, okay, how can I make this manageable for me? And it's about taking control.
Mm-hmm, indeed, absolutely. Yeah. Now, a lot of schools, I just want to touch on this as well, because I know it's a big bugbear for many, many parents as well. A lot of schools do ask for voluntary contributions towards their child at the school. Now, Richard Bruton last year actually said that any school which forces parents to pay voluntary contributions will face an investigation and should be reported to the Education Board.
I think you've hit the key word here, voluntary contribution, and by its nature it's voluntary. Now, if you, and you know, schools are under their own pressures to raise funds.
Indeed.
But what I would say is that if you are in a position where that's going to be a strain to you, then rather than, and you're concerned that your child will be called for unwanted attention, go and speak to the principal or the homeschool liaison officer. Make it known what your circumstances are, that you either are in a position to pay a portion or maybe none at all, but make it known and insist that your child is not brought for unwanted attention.
Indeed, and you know, listening to some comments from parents as well, and reading them as well, some of the, if you like, alienation that goes on around surrounding the child when their parents cannot afford a voluntary contribution towards their education, you know, it just seems a bit very, very harsh as well. And the same with, you know, some schools are now changing it from a voluntary contribution to a registration fee, which is also illegal in the eyes of the Education Department and Richard Bruton.
And definitely, if you come across scenarios such as that, you know, it's all the department, as you say, have already made it known that they're seeking complaints. So don't be slow in going forward. But the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, voluntary contribution by its nature is voluntary.
And speak to the heads of the school and just...
Straight away. Don't wait to for your child or to risk embarrassment. Go and speak to them in very early days and make it known. You're not in a position, unfortunately, to make a contribution this year. Maybe next year things might be better, but at the moment you're not in a position to do so.
No, indeed. And if people, as you say, that they need to get more advice on this, they can go onto the mabs.ie website and get all the information there as well. They've got lots of drop-down stuff there as well for people to follow through and to even work out what their costs are as well.
And or to call into our office here. We're here at the North Main Street in Cork.
Yep.
And our telephone number is 076107 2090, or contact us by email at cork@mabs.ie.
Fantastic. I mean, that's good information as well, and I've no doubt you'll get inundated with calls.
Well, we're here to help.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Margaret, I really appreciate you talking to us today, and that's really sound information there as well, and I wish you every success.
Not at all, and thank you, Will.
Pleasure. Take care now, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.